Hey, welcome back again. The Yankee fan, huh? Not to pile on, but listen, we've beaten Boston four times now this year. I don't want to bring out the broom, because, you know, it's unseemly to kick a dog when it's down. But you know what? If that dog likes to eat baked beans, you know what I'm saying? Well, you know what? Kick him down that step. Yo, kick him. Go ahead. Let him go down the steps and whatever happens, happens. If the dog is named Boston Red Sox or Boston Celtics or New England Patriots, yes, kick him. Kick the dog. Don't give that dog no chance to get up. So tomorrow, we got to go for the jugular. Get three in a row off of Boston. Yes. Oh, my God. Please. Please, God. And August 3rd, can it happen again? I beg you, dear Lord. Check it out. Tonight, we used our relievers for about six innings because Brother Herman, he just didn't have it, okay? And you know what, 3-3 when he left. But you got Gary Sanchez hitting that home run. Oh my God, he is having such a great season. You know what, just something occurred to me in my head. I saw an image of Serena Williams at some tennis thing. Why are Venus and Serena Williams even playing anymore? They're like 30-something years old. What are they trying to prove? And then the thing is that I didn't care for. And you know what? Well, here we go. This might get me in trouble, but what the heck? You can't say anything against women anymore, so. But here we go anyway. Serena Williams, she showed up with some kind of crazy outfit. And she lost, okay? She got beat first time, whatever, blah, blah, blah. But she has some wild stuff about women, and she's a queen, and she's a goddess. Some get up that she had on. And, you know, I mean, all right, I know I understand the Me Too movement. And again, I don't like talking. You know what? Let's drop it. But I just thought it was ridiculous. See, you know, put on some damn clothes, play your game. Actually, no. Actually, what I wanted to say is, and I believe this is a fact, and I think people will agree with me. The sport has passed them by, the two sisters. I think they need to go into new ventures. I don't know what happened with their clothing line and all the other things they had, you know, envisioned. They're not the Olsen twins, obviously. Those girls have been able to take that sad sack look of theirs and make it into a brand, and people love their clothing and all the whatever they represent. But this, the Williams sisters, come on, man, give it up, enough. You know what I mean? Come on, y'all 30-something years old. You know, go enjoy your riches. I mean, really, and honestly. Even the Tiger Woods phenomenon is getting to me, man. I mean, enough. You mean to tell me this is the only person that can have golf be credible and relevant if you don't have Tiger Woods? I mean, that's it? God, what kind of branding is going on in golf? And in tennis, that you still need these aging superstars to be relevant. I mean, think of it. Even in the NBA. LeBron James. LeBron James is like 37 years old. You know what I mean? He's great. But come on, enough is enough, Chris Paul. Give it up. You know, these dudes are old. And yeah, whatever. But the Yankees, because that's what we like to talk about, are doing amazing. Now, tonight at 10 o'clock or 10:15, something like that, if you have a chance, watch the Mets, you know. But don't forget that also tonight, we go right back to, what they call it, we up north or something like that. You know what I mean? Toronto, the NBA is going to be playing. Oh, it's tomorrow again. See, I keep forgetting. Wow, I'm so excited. I can't wait for that stuff to take place. I don't know why they need to be taking all these damn breaks. Baseball plays 162 games. It's a long season, and everybody be getting hurt. I don't know why, you know, basketball, they play, what, 82 games, and they got these playoffs. Everybody's always crying about one thing or the other. These guys are getting paid a bunch of money, and they can't even manage. They, you know, I mean, a regular person, if you get a pinched nerve, or you tweak one of your calves, or anything, you know what I'm saying? You're gonna go to work tomorrow. You understand? Unless you are rendered so goddamn, you know, you're disabled, then you won't be able to go to work. But normally, most people, they make it to work. And they'll be in pain, they'll take Advil, they'll take Tylenol. These players are so coddled, and you know, oh my God, they're like thoroughbreds. Give me a break, they're getting millions of dollars. Get out there and play some ball. Kevin Durant, hurry up, man, what the heck is your problem? Kevin Durant, that is 60%, is better than anybody else in that court. You understand me? Okay? All he has to do is be out there on that court, and by doing so, he will free up Steph Curry. By the way, why they call him Steph Curry? I thought his name was Stephen, you know? S-T-E-P-H-E-N. Why they call him Steph? I thought it was Stephen. I mean, honestly, I didn't realize that there was a different, you know, but then again, hey, it's his name. Listen. The Yankees, the Mets got potential, the Knicks, we'll talk about them. It's coming up. We're going to be talking Giants, Knicks, Rangers. That's right. But right now, let's keep it on a bright note. It's a Saturday, and I know you're just so happy that the Yankees have won again. Ha 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 ha.